السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد. قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان اللہ یأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإیتاء ذی القربى وینہا عن الفحشاء والمنکر والبغی يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، صدق الله العظيم. We have been discussing with this verse of the Quran Sharif. I have already discussed the first part of it, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this verse, He orders us three things and He asks us to remain away from, or forbids us three things. But this verse of the Quran Sharif, every word of it has got a very, very wide and a comprehensive meaning. As we discussed already, that adl itself, if you have to extend the meaning, then adl with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, adl with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning obeying Allah, obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having love for Allah, having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being obedient or fulfilling all the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and staying away from everything that Allah ta'ala is displeased with, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making his ittiba, loving his sunnah. Then we go to parents, adl and justice with parents, justice with wives, justice to children, clients and customers, adl they also. I also gave you some examples of how in professions, when people are in different professions, and adl there will be temptations at different levels, in different fields, in different professions, in different occupations. Now everywhere this person will have to make adl. He'll have to be just. There must be everything done being consciously aware of the fact that Allah Ta'ala is watching, and there must be no such thing as injustice. So much so that even in political matters, there has to be adl. It must not be that just because we have got a certain commitment to a certain party, so now whether that party says that night is day, then we must also say yes, night is day. And daytime, if they say it is night, then the whole party must say yes, it's night. Whatever laws, whatever legislation, whatever thing they pass, or whatever they want to implement, that just because we are members of a certain party, Congress party, or in India they had, and in South Africa we've got so many other parties where Muslims are participating in different levels, then to support whatever they say, just because we are members of that party. Now that will be doing injustice again. You can see this justice, how important it is. If we have to look at the situation, for example, in Palestine, now they also, justice will apply. The delay in Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and madad and help is because of the injustice that we also made. Because we are emotional, I mean, whose heart is not attached to Palestine? Masjid al-Aqsa, which Muslim can they be who can say that he doesn't have a liking for Masjid al-Aqsa, or he doesn't have that respect for Masjid al-Aqsa, or he doesn't have that concern for Masjid al-Aqsa, that it must be released from the hands of the Jews and given into the hands of the Muslims? Everybody wants that. So now how do we go about it? Alhamdulillah, many of them are making jihad. But then when it comes to this blowing up of the buses and blowing up of other buildings and restaurants and such type of things, so we have to be very much careful, because if we are going to do injustice, then Allah Ta'ala's madad and nusrat and rahmat will be held back. Say, no, we are giving our lives, those people are giving their lives, the suicide, of course, there is that difference of opinion, but I also believe that if that person is really giving his life for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he blows up a few people and himself, and his niyat is nothing but to try and put that terror into their hearts and win over Masjid Al-Aqsa, then there may be something khair in that, or the person could be called a shaheed to some level. But there can be a little bit of difference of opinion. But where must they do such things? They must do it at the checkpost. They must get into some military installations. They must go to some place where there are soldiers, where there are people who are actively involved in fighting against them. Those people who are militarily prepared against them, or cause damage, cause problem for the military might and for the soldiers, then it is okay. But if a person gets into a bus where there are innocent children, and we say that no, they also blew up some of our children, so what's there, we will blow up some of their children. They also bulldozed some of our homes in which some children died, so it costs us nothing to do the same there. So I ask you one simple question, that it is just fortunate that Allah Ta'ala has put the fear of death into the hearts of the Jews. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif also that they love life. They really love to live. They do not want to die. They do not love death. Therefore, when they say also that the akhirat is for us, then the mafhum of that verse of the Quran Sharif is ask them that if that is true, فَتَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, then desire death if you are truthful. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, but they are not going to desire death. So Allah Ta'ala has put the fear of death into their hearts. But let us take a scenario where suddenly a number of Jews also got the idea that we too should do the same what they are doing. What they are doing, we must do the same thing too. We must also become suicide bombers. So what they do is they strap themselves and they say the best place to do that is in Hajj, where there will be 2 million Muslims. So we are going to give our lives, so what does it cost? Enter Makkah Sharif pretending to be Muslims, and when these Muslims have boarded the buses, in which there will be women, children, the elderly and the young, all in their ihrams, then blow those buses. Then what would we say? Would we say that now that's justified? So let us not in an emotional state forget the limits that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has placed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, war was waged against him. There was terror war that was waged against the Sahabas. The Muslims were in a minority. As we all know about the Battle of Badr, 313 Muslims, 1,000 opposition, fully armed up to the teeth. So the war was being waged against Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions. And tremendous amount of damage was being done. But at that time, Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't kill their children, don't kill their women, don't kill even their rabbis who are not actively fighting against you. Now did he not say all these things? Don't burn their crops. So those laws haven't changed. Yes, fight the soldiers. It is better that the person goes to a checkpoint and blows up one soldier than blowing up 20, 50, 100 innocent people in a bus. Then we say, no, they occupied our land. So indeed they occupied the land. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam times, what did they not do? Just because the forefathers occupied the land, so that doesn't justify the killing of children. Now that's another subject, but what can I do? It just came away whilst I was discussing justice. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala orders that you must be just. This adl is very important. So much so that the Quran Sharif says, La yajrimannakum shana'anu qawmin ala alla ta'dilu, i'dilu huwa aqrabu littaqwa. Which basically means, and the gist of which is this, that if you have got some kind of enmity, hatred, dislike for somebody, then that must not cause you to wave away from justice. Just because I have got a dislike for someone, so that must not cause me to divert from justice. Even at that time, even though that person is an enemy, but I must be just. اِعْدِلُوا. Be just. هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. That is the closest to taqwa. So we can see just إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. There must have been some reason why Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi chose this verse to be at the end of the second khutbah, knowing that it's going to be recited in all the masajid every Jummah, because it's got so much of meaning and so much of depth. Now let us look into our own lives, look at it, let us look in our own homes, in our dealings with people. How much of justice is there? And when there's going to be injustice, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to accept the du'as. He's going to accept the du'as of the mazloom, the person against whom injustice has been done. Allah Ta'ala will accept their du'as. So as I mentioned in that Ramadan talk, in the first Jummah or second Jummah, that the du'as of a fasting person are accepted. Whole day it is accepted. And according to some hadith at the time of iftar. But generally the whole day, the du'a of a fasting person is accepted. But then again, there are other hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the du'a of a person against whom injustice has been done, Allah Ta'ala raises, Allah Ta'ala says, I will definitely accept your du'a. And I will definitely come to your help, even though it may be after some time. And Allah Ta'ala raises that person's du'as above the clouds and blesses it with acceptance. And there are many other hadiths to the same effect. So it shows that when the person is going to do injustice, then the du'a of the mazloom is going to be accepted. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. I thought we'll discuss ihsan today, but inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, we'll discuss ihsan some other time. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to implement justice in whichever field we may be, in whatever area of life. But we must be just, fair, equitable. There must be no injustice done to anybody. Anything that we do, it must be justified by the Quran and the Sharia. Sometimes to cause harm to somebody is justified. If that person has done injustice, then to that extent, if the person causes that person some harm, it is justified. But there again, he must not exceed the limits. If he goes beyond that limit, now he becomes a zalim, and that person becomes mazloom. There's such a fine line. And this you cannot just understand by reading some kitabs or listening to one or two talks. It is something that a person develops in his heart over a period of time. When he gets the khawf of Allah, the khashiyat of Allah, then this person is concerned that I must not do injustice to anybody. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us all with the tawfiq of amal. How many minutes? اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Pour the water and all and keep it ready. Dua time after that. Concentrate on dua and don't keep on opening the hajur papers. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.